For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Alexis Joyce, senior defender out of Lakeville, Minnesota. And road sweeps don't come easy in the WCHA, but your team took a pair of 3-0 shutouts this last weekend in St. Cloud. What was your team doing right?
I think we were just clicking. I mean, we got the ball rolling 2 weekends ago against Duluth and kept it going on Monday against them, and finally got a sweep against St. Cloud, which is much needed to be in the standings. So I think we're just finally clicking together. We had a lot of young girls on the team this year, so getting them into the play and just finally being a regular team. Everyone knows how each other play, so I think that helped us a lot.
You also got the game-winning goal on Saturday against the Huskies, your first goal of the season. I talked to you briefly while we were at ice cream, and you said you were going through a drought. How good did it feel to get that goal?
Yeah, it definitely felt like a weight lifted off my shoulders. I don't go out there looking to score, but it has been an instrumental part of my game all 3 years I've been here. And this fourth year, it's been a little struggle lately, but I wouldn't say I'm playing poorly. I'm just not getting the bounces I usually get. And they finally came, and that was an awesome thing to get on Friday night, or Saturday night, is much needed.
Your fellow senior Erin Dieters was in the net on Friday and Saturday, basically on home ice for her. She grew up in that area. How great was it to see her in the zone and with those two shutouts?
Oh yeah, hometown hero came out for sure to play, and it's awesome to see her. She's been waiting 5 years for the net to be called hers, and I think she finally earned that right, and she proved it both Friday and Saturday why that net deserved hers. Neither was an easy earned shutout. We let them have plenty of chances, and she came up big every single time. She's been in Britt's kind of shadow a little bit, because Britt was an All-American and got a lot of starts, and she never got her time to shine, and finally it's hers, and she is more than exceeding expectations for people, and it's so awesome to see.
This weekend you take on a much improved Ohio State team that's ranked number 5 in the country, but your team comes into this series, it's at home, it's a 4-game win streak for you. How much confidence does that give you going into this weekend?
Oh yeah, it's big. This is going to be a huge weekend to be able to get one of our goals, which is finishing top 4 in the WCHA, one of those two. So it's huge for us. If we need to bring points home this weekend, especially with where they're sitting in the standing, sitting second, just a single point below Wisconsin, and they're, I think it's 4 points above Minnesota. We need to bring home some points and show this is our home ice and put that team back on the earth level, because I think they've been flying high lately.
This Saturday, I'll also be Skate with the Beavers. It's your senior year, your last chance to be out there skating with those kids that have looked up to you for so long. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be awesome. I actually grew up playing with one of the girls on the opposing team, Danny Sadik, and thinking back when her and I were younger and who we looked up to, being able to give back to those kids that are going to be out there at Come Skate with the Beavers is just going to be awesome. Be able to help them out and make them smile. I mean, nothing's better than making someone smile on a day, and especially little kids who you never know how much hockey intent, how it is in their household and how much attention they get from it. And if we can go out there and show them a little attention and get them to smile, that's the greatest feeling in the world.
On to some fun questions. What is your favorite road trip?
I really like Wisconsin. The atmosphere there is just unbelievable. I grew up liking the school, Wisconsin, and so going there is always unbelievable. Their fans are just outrageously awesome. They're the best supporters in the league, possibly. Their team is so skilled, and it's such a challenge and makes you rise up or fall and see what you're made of. So I think that's my favorite.
Who was your favorite hockey player when you were growing up?
I'm a big fan of Matt Cullen, and he's still playing, but he's always been one of my favorites.
All right, if you could have any superhero power, what would it be and why?
Teleportation, where you can go different places. Yeah, that one.
Okay. Yep. Alexis wants to be in 2 places at once, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
I'm a big vanilla, just plain old vanilla.
Yeah. What did you get Saturday?
Well, I got birthday cake, but I like vanilla. Like, if I go to the store, I'll buy vanilla.
Last question for you. Last TV show you binge-watched?
There's a lot. I think Scandal was my last one.
Alex, it's always such a fun time visiting with you. Good luck this weekend and the rest of your senior year.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.